In the frozen wilderness of northern Minnesota, an awakening occurred that would forever alter one man's relationship with the natural world. Until his 40s, Gary Paulson had been a hunter who, despite spending most of his life in forests, understood almost nothing about the woods. His transformation began with a brutal encounter, witnessing wolves taking down a deer in a killing far more violent than anything portrayed in documentaries. Looking into the blood-covered face of a wolf, he realized a profound truth. Wolves aren't right or wrong. They simply are. This epiphany sparked a journey from exploiter to observer, a shift in perspective that would change everything. What makes this wilderness journey so compelling isn't just the adventures with sled dogs or participation in the grueling Iditarod race. It's the rare articulation of profound lessons learned when humans strip away civilization's comforts and truly connect with the wild. When we step beyond our constructed boundaries and enter nature's realm on its terms, we discover truths about ourselves that remain hidden in our comfortable, modern lives. Everything changed one December morning while running a dog team around a lake. In perfect winter conditions, a white-tailed deer burst from the willows, the stink of fear overwhelming. Seven wolves pursued, completely ignoring the human presence, focused only on their prey. What followed wasn't the clean, quick death portrayed in documentaries. Wolves held her by the nose while others tore at her rear, pulling out her insides while she remained standing. When shouting finally stopped them, one wolf stood on hind legs, head covered in steaming blood, and simply looked back. Wolves aren't wrong or right, they just are. This pivotal moment marked a transformation from taking from nature to seeking to understand it. The final push came from witnessing a sled dog cleverly pranking another by pushing a bone just out of reach and seemingly laughing. That display of complex humor revealed a profound truth. If dogs could think this way, so could all animals. The killing had to stop. What drives a dog to pull until its paws bleed? One frigid night, 20 miles from home, Storm began spraying blood in the snow. Attempts to carry them failed. He fought desperately to return to his harness. For 7 more hours, he ran without faltering, demonstrating how human understanding falls short of these animals' primal drives. Humility struck again during a blizzard when the entire team rebelled. The leader, Cookie, tried guiding them safely, but human interference led to disaster, tumbling down a steep drop into a gully. Afterward, all 8 dogs simultaneously refused to move for 18 hours, making clear who really ran the show. These weren't just working animals, but teachers showing how to live in the moment. Communication with dogs happens on multiple levels, some obvious, some subtle, but always honest. Through these relationships came understanding that animals once seen as tools were complex beings with wisdom and perception that often surpassed human abilities in the wilderness. The woods reveal inexplicable mysteries. During a midnight run when my headlamp failed, the dogs began their death song before an eerie green-yellow glow, merely a phosphorescent rotting stump that Fonzie marked. Fresh snow usually reveals all secrets, yet once a fox's kill appeared in a clearing with no tracks approaching or departing, an impossible mystery despite thorough investigation. Another time, cedar waxwings displayed remarkable coordination, passing high bush cranberries down their line until each had one before eating together. On a frigid night, the dog suddenly stopped, nervous and whining. Ahead stood a doe, frozen solid while standing. The dogs refused to look at her as they passed. These woodland mysteries defy simple explanation, reminding us that despite our advances, nature holds secrets human minds may never fully comprehend. The wilderness operates by ancient rules we can observe, but perhaps never truly understand. The wind screamed through the night. Temperatures plunged to 53 below, never rising above 20 below all week. 80 miles from home with two dogs suffering frostbitten ears, a snow shelter was built with a tarp lean-to and caves for the dogs. On the third morning, violent illness struck, perhaps from flu or dog fat eaten out of desperation. In the feverish delirium, a man appeared, short, thick through the middle, with gentle eyes. He helped harness the reluctant team despite the howling wind. Throughout the journey home, too sick to stand and eventually tied to the sled, the mysterious Eskimo appeared repeatedly, pulling the lead dog from drifts, untangling fighting dogs, and helping after crashes. Years later, during the Iditarod race, the same figure reappeared when the dogs lost the trail, guiding them to safety. Was he real? A hallucination? A spirit guide? The line between reality and vision blurs in extreme conditions. Some mysteries aren't meant to be solved, but experienced. The Iditarod, a focused madness where mushers travel 1,100 miles from Anchorage to Nome across Alaskan wilderness. In our world of modern comforts, this elemental challenge seems almost impossible. Dawn on the second day revealed the Alaska Range, with Mount McKinley gleaming white as the sun warmed our backs. The night's chaos faded as frontrunners pulled ahead into the journey's serious business. The dogs were magnificent athletes, showing incredible endurance and intelligence. Their care was demanding. Hourly snacks, 3 hot meals daily, shoulder rubs, and constant foot care. 15 dogs meant 60 feet to protect with booties when needed. After 2 sleepless nights came hallucinations, visions with eyes wide open, roaring with complete realism. Dogs seemed to run with flaming feet, phantom rivers appeared, and imaginary figures emerged. Crossing the Alaska Range brought an almost idiotic bliss. Exhausted beyond comprehension, yet with healthy dogs and breathtaking scenery, it felt like traveling 12,000 years back, running with dogs like a true human before civilization's clutter. The Yukon River run was horrific. 180 miles north, into the wind, through Alaska's frozen highway. Temperatures plunged to 40 or 50 below. Running 50 paces, riding 50 all night, maintained body temperature. Pulling down wool masks to breathe froze the throat, bursting blood vessels. Everything changed on day 12. Running downhill toward the Bering Sea in perfect conditions, 0 degrees, sunshine, and 90 miles of downhill trail. The dogs ran to the mind. An altered, primitive state emerged as loping alongside the sled created unity with the dogs. As Nome's lights appeared 20 miles ahead, a constellation of warmth in the darkness, the team stopped. Finishing wasn't wanted. The Iditarod had become something mythical. The journey had transformed everything. The wilderness stripped away civilized pretensions, revealing truths unreachable in civilization. The boundary between human and animal consciousness blurred, revealing our authentic selves. What wilderness awaits you? What wild journey might reveal your true nature? Perhaps the greatest adventure is letting the wild teach us who we really are.